will sneak in here a bit. This is one way you have people who seem very evolved, very mature at young ages, and those who are not at older ages. It has much to do with how open, how honest, how willing you are, how open you are to your other selves, how honest you are with yourself about those other selves, how willing you are to receive the information from those selves, and of course share your own, so that you learn from the mistakes, if you will, that other selves have made, and you do not need to repeat them. The same is also true from the incarnational point of view as well. There are some who choose not to look at themselves or what they have done, and so when they are out of the physical plane, they realize this, they set themselves the same goals again, they incarnate, and then they make the same choices again of not looking. And so they live the same kinds of lives, they make the same kinds of choices, the same kinds of actions, thoughts, words, and then they, instead of meeting the challenge that they had assign themselves, which is to make different choices. Fundamentally, always, it is about learning to be more loving toward yourself and toward others. Because love is essentially all that there is. And the more you can understand love, then the more loving you can be, setting aside the fact that your very existence, your very substance, is of a loving nature. The more loving you can be toward others and toward yourself, the more understanding that you can be. So therefore, you all seek understanding, and you all seek love, and therefore you also all seek peace. And in seeking peace, in the desire for peace, you are expressing a desire for love. Fundamentally, you wish to love yourself. You may not be aware of it, but you wish to love yourself. And once you do love yourself, too, and it isn't necessarily an on-off kind of thing, it is a level of love and then another level of love, or a line, perhaps, of loving a little bit to loving a lot. Once you start loving yourself, you will find that your heart unfolds and is more able to love others, again, not in the doormat kind of way, but to accept them and to allow them to be who they are at this moment. Allow them to continue to be who they are in the next moment and the next after that. Allow them to make their own choices, just as our creators allow us to make our own choices. And it is an incredible gift. It is the most fundamental gift, and that is freedom. It would not be loving to not have freedom, to not allow freedom to others. Whether you are a divine parent or a human parent or a friend or even a not friend. Now, the process that we spoke of internal denial, outward judgment, happens not just with individuals, although that is a cumulative kind of thing too. It happens one country to another as well. There are levels of consciousness and levels of grouping, of banding together, from the individual to, of course, the entire species. many humans tend to stop accepting when it gets to a certain level. Some just accept themselves only and trust, love, accept no one else. Some family and friends, perhaps their work group or the locale they live in, maybe their state or province, their country. From there, of course, it is leaping to greater geographical areas and finally the whole planet, the whole world. To whatever extent you can see yourself as a member of the entire human species and accept that every human being, with a few exceptions, and we speak of those not just human spirits but other spirits as well, everybody in a human body has the same rights and many times the same desires. Fundamentally, most have the same desire for peace, for love, for acceptance. Whether they know it consciously or not, they have that same desire. To whatever extent that you can accept that you are part of this and that others are also part of the same species, to that extent, you are going to be more outwardly and inwardly successful at achieving that state which you call peace. And the more human beings who can reach that state, of course, then the more peaceful the planet will become. Now, we touched on the idea earlier that this does not mean a lotus-eating paradise sort of thing. You will still have individuals with their own individual choices, their own individual preferences. There are some who like chocolate and some who dislike chocolate. Neither one is right or wrong for their preferences. It does not harm anyone to like chocolate. It does not harm anyone to dislike chocolate. We use that as a simple example, but you can apply that in many areas that are perhaps not quite so obvious or simple. It is a tendency among many to think they are harmed by other people's choices and preferences, even though, in truth, those choices and preferences don't do a thing to that person. Someone may choose to have a different kind of sexual partner than that person would prefer. It truly is none of their business. It truly does not hurt them in any way, but they find reasons why it hurts them. But it is their choice, it is their decision, it is their thinking that makes it harmful to them. The other person making that choice has no intention to harm, and of course is not harming. The same can be applied in so many other areas where people see harm and invent reasons for why it is harm. And again, we refer back to finding that inside yourself which is feeling uncomfortable. And it is that that will give you the clue, that which will give you the information, will guide you to that inside your own heart, which is leading you to see the harm outside yourself. Fundamentally, the harm that you take is harm that you are doing to yourself. It is not being done by others. We do not speak of the more complex issue of where someone is truly physically harming you, Again, this can be a topic of another evening.